Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God, hallelujah, for the anointing of Almighty God on tonight in the name of Jesus. As we go before the Lord in prayer, we believe, amen, our petitions are being heard by heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank God for him destroying yokes, for him tearing down strongholds, for him, in the name of Jesus, opening doors that nobody can shut. So we are going to pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that he commanded us to pray without ceasing. So we thank God for you on tonight as we go into our hour of prayer in the name of Jesus. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca is here, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We thank God for the body of Christ at large. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus saw this day way before we lived it. So we thank God that he has already prepared and made a way for you and I to do what we need to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Rebecca, I don't know if you heard her audio clip today about the hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She spoke about forgiveness. Amen. Some of you got it. Some of you may have not and got it, but it was just a powerful word, brief word on the power of forgiveness and the act of forgiveness. We all have given forgiveness and we all have been forgiven. So we thank God for her reminding us during our time of prayer and fasting the importance of forgiving one another in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read a scripture very quickly. The story of the Good Samaritan. Just want to look at this real quick and share some thoughts as we go into our time of prayer tonight. The story is found in Luke chapter number 10, beginning at verse number 25. The book of Luke chapter number 10, verse number 25. Sometimes we often wonder what's expected of us as believers, and it's just a wonderful thing that Jesus reminds us here of how we should be as believers, at least one aspect of it. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 says this: on one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he had pity on him. And he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Then he put him on his donkey and took him to the inn to take care of him. The next day, he took two pieces of silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hand of robbers? The expert of the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We're praying tonight. Many of us have that heart of that good Samaritan. Many of us, like Jesus, we look at the world in which we live in and we have compassion. It saddens me sometimes when I see senior citizens or someone being victimized by a crime. And there's so many people, amen, who are standing in need of charity, in need of a hand up and a hand out. So we thank God as we pray tonight. We're praying for resources. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for God to make a way where there is no way. We're praying one for another for we to be like this good Samaritan, and we loving the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and loving our neighbors as ourselves, not just in words, but in deeds. Jesus said, and that's what the whole parable was about, the actions speak louder than the words. The priest, who was a spiritual religious leader, saw this man victimized and passed by on the other side. So did the lay person, the Levite, also a member of the church, a leader in the church. And it's not a knock at the church because, you know, sometimes I preach this and I talked about it and we're busy. Sometimes we're self-consumed. We're trying to pay our own mortgages. We're trying to provide for our own families. We're trying to make ends meet. We have demands on us like never before. But Jesus is saying to us plainly tonight, there is a need that the believer in the church must always and have mercy on. So when we pray tonight, when we have the opportunity to help, when we have the opportunity to minister to people, when we have the opportunity to show mercy one to another, let's not be like this Levite and this priest and be cold and act like we don't see what's going on. But let's continue to pray for a softened heart that we can do something about the times in which we're living. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus that not only will you give us resources to meet the needs of today's those in need, but God, you will give us this heart of compassion. Help us not to get so busy. Help us not to be like busybodies. Help us in the name of Jesus not to be so occupied with the demands of the day to forget about those who are less fortunate. So God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for the text on tonight. We thank you, Lord. There are so many that come to this prayer line that want to do more ministry. They want to help people. They want to be, Father God, that good Samaritan in the days in which we're living. They want to, in the name of Jesus, put their money where their mouth is. They're the ones who care about the orphans. They are the ones that care about the single parent and the widow. They are the ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that are not closing a blind eye and a deaf ear to the needs of our day. So, God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would allow us, hallelujah, to be a difference maker. You would allow us in the mighty name of Jesus to be that one that when we see a need, we can meet a need. Oh, kolo o shaba, re kerebo. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that new creation, we will have all the resources that we need to have an effective ministry to do, Lord, as only you can do in the name of Jesus. Those looking to that church for help, those looking to that church for benevolence, those looking who need charity, those in the name of Jesus, Father God, that just need a helping hand. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We have not because we ask not. So we're asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you would give us the resources, give us the money, give us the ability, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to meet the natural need and the spiritual need of those, Father God, standing in the need of prayer. You said through the text, the one that had mercy on the man, the one that had mercy on the man that was left half dead, the one that had mercy, hallelujah, and did not cross over on the other side, but did something about it, put him up in a hotel, spent his own money, bandaged his wounds, had mercy, had pity on the man, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that we will never get so high-tech and low-touch, that we would never get so self-absorbed and self-consumed, that we would never get so busy to miss the needs of others. So I thank you for everyone on this prayer line, especially those in ministry, those who are asking for resources. I thank you for every member of New Creation Church, every tither, every sower, everyone, Lord, that allows Pastor Rebecca and I in the New Creation Christian Ministries church family to have the church doors open for those coming in. For those, Lord, in the name of Jesus, starting their week out with a word. Starting their week out, Lord, Tuesday night prayer and Wednesday night word Wednesday. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to minister. We don't take it for granted, God. We don't take it for granted that you have given us opportunity to be world changers.
Yes, Lord.
You have given us opportunity to change lives and to meet needs. You have given us opportunity, God, to, hallelujah, to allow our tithe and our offerings and our monies to make a difference. So, Lord, I pray for increase for every life on the line tonight. Oh, receive it by faith. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those who want to give more, those who want to do more, those who want to minister more. God, make a way where there is no way.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, help us tonight.
To
maintain that heart of the Good Samaritan. Help us tonight, Lord, to have mercy and pity on those in need. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody prayed for us, had us on their mind, took the time to pray for us.
Yes, God.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad they prayed.
We love you.
I'm glad they prayed for me. So, Lord, let us show the love of God in the earth realm. Through human lives, Jesus, you are still operating. Through the Christian church, you are still functioning. Let our light so shine before men that they will glorify our Father in heaven.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory, glory, glory.
God, we worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God.
So your mercies are new every morning.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
The mercies of God are new every morning.
Yes, God.
So as Pastor continues to pray, I believe the resources are already there. I believe you're opening up our hearts and our mindsets even more. As you commanded us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and loving on people like you love them. So God, help us in our generation to live out this mandate in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on today, God. Lord, we magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. None of them. We worship you, O God. We worship you. We exalt you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For manifestation, oh God. We thank you for miracles, God. We thank you for strongholds being broken, oh Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for breakthrough, God. We thank you for victory on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, because you are worthy, God. God, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for bills being paid. We thank you, Lord, for minds being transformed. We thank you, Lord, for lives being changed. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for our seed. We thank you that our children are blessed, oh God. We thank you that our grandchildren are blessed. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that our marriages are blessed, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that our church is blessed. We thank you that New Creation Christian Ministries is a blessed place, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name, God. We worship you, oh God. Lord, we pray for every household under the sound of our voices. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for dispatching angels on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing the sick on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the balm of Gilead, my God, that was released on the cross, my God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for signs, wonders, demonstration, and manifestation. We thank you for breakthrough miracles. We thank you for testimonies, oh God. Hallelujah. Coming forth through this prayer line, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That there's no need that you will not meet, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural release on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for healing. We pray for healing. We pray for healing to be released. We sing your word, God, and we heal them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mama, of course, Shelley, get up, Baba.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you for divine favor being released on this prayer line tonight, God. Somebody needs favor, God. We thank you for divine favor, God. We thank you for increase, oh, God. Increase, 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 increase being released over this prayer line tonight, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for monies being released over this prayer line tonight, God. We thank you for everything that's been held up by the devil that has got to be released tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare a decree over every life, my God, that every blessing that God has stored up for you, that you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall receive everything that God has for you. My God, what God has for you is for you in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Mama Koshele de Kira Mama. We thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody. Right where you are, go ahead and thank God. Go ahead and praise God because he's worthy. Go ahead and praise God because he's thankful. Go ahead and praise God because he's faithful. He's faithful. We're thankful. Come on, somebody. Praise God because you're thankful. Praise God because you're grateful. Praise God because the word that's been spoken over your life is coming to pass. Now, my God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Release your faith, release your faith, release your faith, release your faith. Open your mouth and release your faith in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and thank God right now. Right now, thank him for what he's already done. Thank God for what you're waiting for. Thank God for what you're waiting for. Thank God for the unanswered prayer. Because guess what? It's already answered. Thank God because the answer is on the way. Mama, Mama, we bind up every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We declare a supernatural release, my God. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough on this prayer line. Breakthrough in your house. Breakthrough in your marriage. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough in your relationships. Breakthrough in your money. Breakthrough in your health. My God, we declare breakthrough, my God, with your children. Breakthrough, we break every yoke. There's an anointing that does not only just break the yoke, but it destroys the yoke. God says, I am destroying yokes in the lives of my people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hear yokes breaking in the spirit realm, Pastor. I can hear it's like the sound of glasses breaking. My God, shattering. The sounds of chains clanking as they fall to the floor. As the people of God are being released on tonight, we declare breakthrough over every life. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. The breaker anointing is here. In the name of Jesus, to break off everything that's not like God, you will not go under.
Wow.
I bind up that spirit of depression. We bind up that spirit of depression. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up that spirit of lack. You will not lack. You will have more than enough. Our God is El Shaddai. He is the all-sufficient one. He is the almighty one. He is the one who has more than enough. My God, there's no shortage in God, church. There's no shortage in God. God says, I am the God of more than enough. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am the Lord your provider. I am Jehovah Rosé. I am the Lord your healer. I am Jehovah Nisse. I am your banner, the banner of victory. I am the one. I am the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. God says, I got it all wrapped up since before the beginning of time. I have ordained things for your life. All you got to do is receive it, says the Lord. All you have to do is receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. We break off that hindering spirit. Receive it. We break off a negative mindset. Receive it. We break off doubt. We break it off in the name of Jesus. Oh, and God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We magnify your name. You are worthy. We praise you, God. We worship you. We glorify your name. Open your mouth and just go ahead and release your heavenly language right where you are. You can get a breakthrough right where you are. You don't need a crowd. You don't need a crowd. You just need a ruling spirit. Mama Koshelikida. Oh, Kosha. Mama Koshelikida. Out of your belly. God says, release, 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 release your praise, release your worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Jesus, and we praise you, God. My God. Somebody shout, let's get ready to come back home. They've been wayward, but God says, I'm sending them home. God says, I'm bringing that child off of drugs. I see somebody putting down drugs and putting down the wayward life and putting down the alcohol. My God, walking away from addiction. My God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for breakthrough, God. We thank you. Mama Koshana, Mama. He's bringing them out. God says, I'm bringing them out. I see them walking out. I see your loved ones. You've been praying for them. I see them walking out of danger. I see them walking out of homosexuality. I see them walking out of bondage. I see them walking out of addiction. I see them walking out of gangs and walking out of adultery. I see them walking out. Somebody's husband is getting ready to break off that relationship with their mistress. My God, in the name of Jesus, God says, I'm bringing them out. I'm bringing them out. I'm bringing them out. I see some people walking out of darkness. Oh, my God. You're walking out. You're walking out. The grave clothes are falling off of you as you come up out of the darkness of dismay and the darkness of discouragement and the darkness of depression. We break it off. In the name of Jesus, you're walking out, you're coming out, you're coming out, and God is shutting the door behind you. My God, you will never return. It can't get to you no more. God says, I'm shutting the door. There will be no going back, my God, and that thing can't get to you anymore. It can't touch you. It can't hurt you. God says, I shut the door. on the thing that has been hindering you. I shut the door on the thing that has been scaring you. I shut the door on the thing that has been harming you. I shut the door on that weapon that's been trying to prosper against you. I shut the door. It can't hurt you no more in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name, God. Oh, we thank you for the breaker, the breaker, the breaker anointing, the breaker, the anointing that destroys yokes, not just breaking yokes. But God says, when I break yokes off of my people, I destroy them. The yoke has been destroyed. God says, I'm taking the taste out of your mouth. The yoke has been destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, I open a path for you for new life. Oh, my God. New life in me. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. Continue to have your way, even as we open the prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to have your way, God, on this prayer line. God, thank you for shackles being broken. Thank you for breakthrough, God. Thank you for victory, God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are all in all. You are our Lord. You are our everything. We worship you, oh God. We look into the heavens from where our help comes, knowing that our help comes from the Lord. You are everything to us. You're everything to me. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're everything, God. You are everything to us, God. We love you. We praise you. We bless your name, God. And we thank you for this time of prayer. So, Lord, continue to have your way during this prayer line. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the name of God. Hallelujah.
We magnify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
People of God, there is an energy. The Spirit of the living God is so strong on this line tonight. Pastor, I thank you for that word. Amen. Somebody's been praying for their child. Somebody's been praying for their great-grandchild. Someone's been praying for the abundance of resources to be released. And something broke tonight on this prayer line. Amen. I felt that thing so strongly and mightily. I saw it in the spirit realm.
Yes.
As you declare the thing, it was being so.
My God.
So as you say, he closed his door. We always talk about the open door.
Woo.
But we ought to thank God for closed doors. Come on.
Come on, somebody.
That means ain't no way of going back.
Yes.
We ought to begin to thank God for closed doors. There's no way back to certain stuff. So we're gonna open up the phone lines right now. But wealthiness and the wealthiness is more than just natural riches. It's a state of mind. And somebody, amen, got a breakthrough and got a broke through on tonight.
My God.
And we thank God, amen, as we open up the prayer lines that God is going to continue to move, not by power, not by might, but by his spirit.
Yes, yes.
Pastor, let's begin taking calls. Press 1 on your phone.
Amen.
We already see some hands raised, but if you press 1 on your phone, we're going to move forward by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith, and we are the just on this line. We are the righteous of God. Pastor, who is this first caller tonight?
908.
Area code 908.
Ending in 1.
Ending in the number 1. God bless you. Area code 908.
Good evening, amen. Sorry about that.
No problem.
It's Diamond again. I'm just asking for continued prayer with my personal situation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You're asking for prayer with what situation? I'm sorry.
I really don't know how to put it without going into details.
No, you said personal. I didn't hear the word personal situation. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Diamond on tonight, God. We thank you for her life, oh God. And oh God, hallelujah. Even her heart towards you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for just bringing her to this prayer line on tonight, God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to touch Diamond, that you will continue to bless her, God.
Yes.
Lord, whatever she's believing you for, Father God, we are, Father God, touching and agreeing with her for a supernatural release, oh God.
Yes.
Even as, Father God, she has come asking for prayer on tonight, God, you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective,
yes,
oh God. And Lord, we believe and we decree, oh God, that these prayers, Father God, are touching heaven, oh God, and that you hear the prayers that are being offered on this prayer line. So Lord, we pray for Diamond on tonight, God. We pray that you will bless her. We pray that you will touch her. We pray for increase over her life, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue, Father God, to just, Father God, do the work that you're doing in her life, oh God, hallelujah. I see God doing a great work in your life, young lady. God is doing a work, and I hear God saying that, to tell her that I'm faithful, my God. Remind her that I'm faithful, and that I will complete the work that I have begun in her life. God says that he's a finisher, my God, hallelujah. And there's some things that God has started in your life, amen. And it seems like there's been a standstill. It seems like there's been an interruption, my God, in the progress, hallelujah, an interruption in your progress. And God says, I'm going to finish what I started. And tell her that she's going to finish, I hear you, God, what she started. And there's some things that you started and that you want to finish, but you don't even see the way to do it. You don't know how it's going to be done. And God says, continue to believe me. Continue to walk forward by faith, my God, and I'm going to take you all the way. I see you crossing the finish line, my God, hallelujah, that God is taking you all the way. There's some personal things that you have on the plate before God, and God says, let her know that she's going to go all the way with me. Continue to walk with me. Continue to trust me. I hear God saying, trust me, because your trust has been shattered. And God says, trust me. Some people are trusting their horses. Some people trust in other people. Some people trust in things. But God said, trust me.
Yes.
Tell her to put her trust totally in me. Hallelujah. And watch as I walk her through this season in her life. It's just a season, my God, says the Lord. This is just a season that you are walking through. Hallelujah. And I hear you, God. God says, let her know that she's going to make it. She's going to make it. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you for your daughter, your precious daughter. I thank you for her life. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. God, so tell her that I love her, my God. Tell her that I love her. Tell her that I have a great plan for her life. Tell her that she can believe in me, my God, when she's been forsaken in many other areas, that she can believe in me, because I'm not going to drop the ball on her. I'm not going to leave her. I'm not going to forsake her, but she can count on me. I hear God saying, I want her to have confidence in me. Hallelujah. Let her know that I love her so much,
amen,
so much. In spite of anything that she ever thought, I bind up the hand of the devil. I come against every accusing spirit that's trying to come and make Diamond feel like she's not worthy. I thank you, Lord, for touching her. I thank you, Lord, for lifting her up, God. I thank you, Lord, for healing her. Lord, I speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus, for everything that has hurt her, for every person that has hurt her, oh God. Lord, I touch and agree with her as a sister in Christ, and I speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree, Father God, that she will be able to walk up out of some things, Father God, and to walk into the, I see you walking into the brightness of light. There's a bright light. There's a bright light. God says everything's getting ready to get brighter for you. Amen. And I see you walking into the brightness of a new day. It's a brand new day, a brand new slate, a brand new beginning, brand new blessings that I have in store for you, says God. So Lord, I just thank you for Diamond. And I thank you for the blessings that you have in store for her. I celebrate with her for these new beginnings, for this new day, for this new slate, for everything new. Oh, my God. God. Oh, glory. It can't shut up my mind. For everything new that you're doing in her life, hallelujah, and that you're even restoring some things and replacing some things, my God, that she has lost.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this young woman. Continue to show her the light.
Yes.
Continue to show her the way. Continue to bless her, oh God, and bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's brightness all around you. My God, you, it's like a shiny diamond. Everything's shining around you. Amen. Everything's new. God says it's new. The old has passed away, and everything is new. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. So God bless you. And you go ahead and you walk that thing out. Walk it out. Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Thank
Hallelujah. Yes, God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. My God, her future is so bright. I need sunglasses. My God. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We're going to take another caller on tonight. Hallelujah. This is another area code of a 908.
Ending in
number nine. God bless you this evening. 908.
God bless you also. Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Cece. I'm calling in for prayer for my mother who is hospitalized. And continue prayer for baby Zara as she continues to progress.
Amen.
God bless
you. Hallelujah. Let's lift that up before the Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your divine hand. Hallelujah. Being on Cece's mom and little Zara in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the hand of the Lord. Glory be to God being upon them right now. We just touch and agree with Cece and her family in the name of Jesus pertaining to her mom, God. Hallelujah. We send your word all the way to the hospital. God, we thank you for favor. We thank you for a divine release. We thank you for the supernatural healing balm of Gilead being on her mom right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the doctors having wisdom, the nurses giving her the proper treatment.
Yes,
we thank you that all is well in the name of Jesus. We speak,
hallelujah,
wholeness.
You.
We speak wellness.
Yes,
we speak healing over her mom right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So, God, do what only you can do.
Yes,
oh, glory be to God.
Lord.
You said healing is the children's bread. You sent your word that we might be healed.
Yes, God.
So, God, we thank you by the stripes of Jesus. They are already healed.
My God.
So bless her mother. Bless her indeed in the name of
God.
Jesus. And touch Zara, God. Hallelujah. Continuing to progress. Continuing to advance.
Yes, Lord.
Continue in the name of Jesus to get stronger and develop in the mighty name of Jesus in the things of God. So we thank you, Lord, for touching that little body from the crown and top of her head to the soles of her very feet in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So God, do what only you can do. We thank you for her mother, Deja. We thank you for this family as we come to you, God, on behalf of them in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
You said come boldly to your altar.
Yes,
you said come boldly believing.
Yes.
You will obtain mercy. So we just touch and agree with this mom and his dad, this grandmother in the name of Jesus concerning little Zara, God. Hallelujah. We know that you love them. We know your loving arms is around them. We know that your favor, Lord, hallelujah, have already gone ahead of them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, we thank you for the angels that are assigned. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the love of God that has embraced them in their time of need in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the peace of the Lord. We thank you for the peace of God being their portion in this season. We thank you, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It hasn't entered their hearts, the plans and the wonders and the signs that you have stored up for them that they love you, God. So bless this family, Lord, every member, every aspect, meet every need.
Every need, God.
Every emotional, spiritual, physical, financial need in the name of Jesus. So God, bless them as only you can. Breathe on the mom. Breathe on little Zara and keep them In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm hearing one word, amen, Sister Cece, concerning you, and the word is pursue.
Woo.
I don't know what you're going after. I don't know what you're going after. I don't know your ambitions or your personal goals, but I see that there's some goals that you have set for yourself.
Yes.
There's some things that you want to accomplish and to achieve.
Yes.
And I'm hearing one word, pursue. Pursue.
God, amen.
God is just saying, go after it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't look at it too hard, because we're trying to figure it out, and he has already worked it out. Glory be to God. So just move forward by faith and pursue that thing, whatever it is. Go for it with all your might. Amen.
My God.
Well, to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you on tonight. And Mom and baby Lord Zara, all is well. God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless.
It's amazing that word pursue. You can even make that an acronym. It says push until relentlessness. Until relentlessness unleashes everything.
Amen.
And so everything is going to be released. That's what it was in my head, that as you continue to press forward, you continue to push, as you continue to be relentless, that everything that's been held up has to be unleashed. Everything that's been held up has to be released.
That's what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Amen.
So God is testing you, my God, in your pursuit of him, first and foremost, as you continue to continue to pursue God, everything that you are believing God for is wrapped up in your relentless pursuit of God.
Amen.
And he's going to direct your steps. God's going to direct your steps. He's going to order your path. He's going to show you who to call. He's going to show you what to do. It's going to just come in like a bright idea, But it's really going to be divine revelation coming from God, showing you what to do and how to pursue, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Powerful.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you,
amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead
God
and move forward,
you.
Okay.
We miss you. God bless you. We'll be talking to you soon. Amen.
No problem. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Be patient with us, and we're going to get to every caller. To God be the glory. This is another 908 area code. God bless you tonight.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. God bless.
All right, great. Hi, this is Ashley. I just called the extra prayer tonight.
Amen. How are you doing, daughter? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you, God. We glorify your name, God. You are so worthy to be praised. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. You are just amazing, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing on this prayer line tonight. We thank you for each and every person, God. We thank you, Lord, for Ashley on tonight, God, even as she has come asking for prayer on tonight, God. And we lift her up to you on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for everything that you are doing in her life. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for Father God, just being there, her ever-present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, being her light, being her salvation, being her Lord, being her help, being her provider, being her protector. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, for ordering her steps, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for supernatural release. We thank you, Jesus. hallelujah, for keeping her in her mind, her body, her soul, oh God. And we pray a supernatural blessing over her life, oh God, that you will continue to walk with her, that you will continue to direct her, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to touch her, that you will continue to draw her closer to you, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, bind up the enemy, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue, Father God, to fight every battle on her behalf. We thank you, oh Jesus, hallelujah, for giving her, Father God, a direction and the desires of her heart, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Mama, I just hear God saying it's a done deal. I hear God saying it's there, no, it's already done. My God, hallelujah. Even as I was praying, I saw things, even as we were praying, I saw a lot of movement. There's a lot of movement around you, a lot of activity around you. But God says, even as you pray, that things will continue to open up for you. Hallelujah. That everything that's trying to be hindered will continue to be released on your behalf as you pray. I hear God saying to you, continue to press forward in prayer, my God, because prayer is the key, Ashley, that God's going to use. I see you at a door, my God, a door, and there are a lot of things beyond this door. There are a lot of things that you're hoping for and believing for and even aspiring to beyond this door. Your future, my God, thank you, Lord, is behind this door, and there's a key in your hand, and on that key is the word prayer, my God. Prayer. God says, tell her to continue to pray. Keep talking to me, even when it doesn't make sense. So sometimes you try to talk to me, you try to pray, and it doesn't make sense. It's almost like you feel foolish. But God says, keep talking to me. People will think you're crazy. They think you're talking to yourself. But God says, talk to me. Talk to me instead of worrying. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Don't worry about it. God says, I need you to pray about it. I need you to come to me. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Because God says, I'm walking with you through every step of the way. And as you pray, I'm going to, the key is in your hand, it's prayer, but I'm going to turn the knob and open the door. My God, God's going to turn the knob and open the door. So even as I was praying, I saw God opening doors for you. I saw him opening the door for you, the door of your future, the door of the prophetic that's been declared over your life, the door of your destiny. My God, God says, it's in my hand. The doorknob to the door is in my hand, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is calling you to continue to walk with him. He's even calling you to walk even closer with him. Amen. Continue to seek him in everything that you do. Before you make that decision, oh God, hallelujah, God says, come to me and don't move until I give you a peace about it, my God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for Ashley. Thank you for her life. Thank you for the walk, the path that she's on. Thank you for the door of her destiny, the door of her future. Thank you for the key of prayer, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. The sun is shining. Mama Koshadama, the sun is shining. Hallelujah. God's face is turned towards you. God's favor is turned towards you. God's face, he said, say it again. God's face is turned towards you, Ashley, and his favor is turned towards you. God wants you to know you do deserve it. My God. God wants you to keep your, don't look at your circumstances. He said, don't listen to the devil. My God. God says, don't listen to the devil. He said, I want her to know that she deserves it, that I'm going to do this for her because I love her, because I have a plan for her. I have a plan to prosper her and not to harm her. And your circumstances do not dictate to the outcome that I have already ordained for you, says the Lord. Oh, glory. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Write this down. Write it down. Your circumstances do not dictate to the outcome that I have planned for you, says the Lord. Tell her to write it down. God says, write it down. Meditate on it day and night. I'm bringing you through that open door. I'm bringing you into your destiny. I'm bringing you into a brighter tomorrow. I'm bringing you out to bring you in, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hold the key in your hand. Keep that key activated, my God. Keep the key activated, says the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for this precious jewel. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you for victory. I see it in victory letters. Victory, 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 victory. You're winning. You're winning. We thank you for victory over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray over her mind. Oh, my God, her body and her soul, God, I pray that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I thank you, Lord, that her future is brighter than her past. I thank you that yesterday is gone, and today is a brand new day, and tomorrow is going to be even better. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for your word over this young woman's life, and we thank you that she's going to do leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds above what she can ask, think, or imagine. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 So we thank God for you, Ashley. And God, as Pastor said, the hand of the Lord is on your life. Amen. You already know you're different from most young people your age. Make no apology because the hand of God is on your life. And that's why Pastor prayed for your mind. It's okay to be unique and different because God is going to bless you in a mighty way. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Thank you so much.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
We're proud of you. God bless you.
God bless
Thank
you.
God for her. Love you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Praise
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
She's a precious jewel.
Yes,
thank God
Lord.
For her.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And this next caller is the area code 757. 757. God bless you this evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, good.
I'm
painting
myself. I'm painting
Let
myself.
It out. Hallelujah.
I just learned some exciting news. My grandson prayed the prayer last night. My 6-year-old grandson Mike prayed the prayer last night and asked Jesus for forgiveness. And I just found out this evening I'm praising God. And he's been just having so much coming on him and dealing with so many things, and I've just been praying for him, and I'm just so excited.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
I'm praising God.
Woo.
Yes.
Woo. Yes.
And
my God,
the hands
hallelujah.
Of the
Thank you, Jesus.
Coming against the blood. Against the blood, because my his home and
you're fading now.
Hello.
Yes, you're fading out a little bit.
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes, you can hear us.
How's this? Yes. Is this better?
Yes. Yeah. You just faded out a little bit. Go ahead. We heard most of the testimony. Keep talking.
Glory, 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 glory.
Yes.
I said Jesus is already against it, the devil, and now is definitely. I mean, he's got to come through the blood in a whole new way. He can't.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praising God. Praising God. Praising him. Well, hallelujah.
That
hallelujah.
Is a praise report. Did you said he was
glory,
six?
Glory.
6 years old?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus, my God. Look at God.
Jesus.
Look at God.
Yes.
Suffer the little children not to come unto me. Suffer the little
That's
children
right.
not to come
That's
unto
right.
me. Suffer the
right.
kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship the angels are rejoicing.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a dream. I had a dream, and when they told me, I was like, "Oh my God, that was the dream."
Wow,
Jesus,
he's that good.
You know,
he's
before,
so good. Awesome.
He is
awesome.
So good.
He's so good. God is so good.
As soon as I heard your voice, God showed me a Joseph anointing.
My God, Jesus.
And you used the word dream.
Jesus.
Yes.
There was a set of circumstances in Joseph's life that did not go right.
Right.
But God was
wow.
something. And I see you as a dreamer over the course of your life.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's through songs or writing or whatever, but she's a dreamer. And it's amazing. She recently had a dream about her grandson and her family, and that's why she's testifying tonight. But that with that Joseph anointing, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
The enemy meant for evil, God has already turned that thing around and made it for your good. What he meant for evil, God has already reversed it. He has already reversed it. And this is just a drop in the bucket with this testimony that you just shared. We're going to pray. But Joseph, after he dreamed, opportunities just start to come.
My God.
Doors that start to be open.
My God.
Because he kept the right attitude. He kept the right perspective.
Yeah.
He kept the right mindset through it all. And I get that from you also. So we're going to pray.
Hallelujah.
Father,
Hallelujah.
We thank you for Sister Rita, her steadfastness.
Glory.
We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you in the name of Jesus for her diligence. We thank you in the name of Jesus for her determination.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, this is a sign of your hand being on her family.
Yes, God.
This is a sign of the goodness of the Lord. This is a sign, even working through this young part of her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to show this woman of God that you are going to go to the third and fourth generation of her bloodline. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God,
hallelujah.
Her prayers have already gone forward. Her prayers have already preceded her in the name of Jesus. Now, God, continue to do signs, wonders and miracles in her life.
Yes.
Even touching this young man continuously in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
as at an early age, you've already sanctified him and separated him and consecrated him in the name of Jesus. Saying the Lord's Prayer, confessing Christ in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believing you, Lord, that you would enter him at an early age and rule and reign over his life in the mighty name of Jesus. So thank you for this grandmother and the mom.
Thank
you in the name of Jesus for this young man. Hallelujah. That have found you at an early age. Oh, glory be to God. We are rejoicing, Lord. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing with this mother. We are praising with this grandmother in the name of Jesus. So bless Sister Rita, God. Hallelujah. She loves, Lord. She evangelizes. She makes no apology for her relationship with you, Christ. In the name of Jesus, allow her to minister. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm gonna say this, and we're gonna. I don't know if Pat has something. But in the name of Jesus,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You're one. Even as we talked about God releasing resources, God is releasing resources. God has already released resources to you. He has already given you opportunities. He has already influenced people on your behalf. God has already spoken to some people you're about to come across in the next few weeks, the next few days. God has already spoken to someone on your behalf, and it's a supernatural blessing about to come your way in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank
you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because, God, she has not mishandled your blessing.
My God.
She has not abused, Lord, the resources and the opportunities that you have given her. She, Lord, in the name of Jesus, has not mistreated your mercy. So, God, her love for you is real. And it is evident. So continue to encourage your heart, even as she has looked upon her grandbaby and saw the hand of God moving tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that's how God he's going to leave you at a loss for words. Yeah. Just like you came on his line tonight, he's going to leave you. He's going to leave you speechless. He's going to leave you speechless. Your English vocabulary is not going to be able to come up with the words that's going to describe how you feel about your God.
Yes, Lord.
So you keep rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
You keep praising God.
Thank God.
Yes. And that's all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. That laughter is so beautiful.
Hallelujah.
And the devil, he is so confused by you right now. The devil is so confused by you right now. To God be the glory. Oh, my God. You got Pastor and I here laughing.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Well, we love you, and that's a powerful testimony,
yes,
Sister Rita.
Yes.
We know as you
yes.
dreamed and prayed for your family
yes.
and your children and your grandchildren, yes. God is just showing you through this incident that he is with you. Amen.
Yes, God.
Yes, yes.
To God be the glory. That's right. Keep
Hallelujah.
Thanking him.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. We're celebrating
with
you.
We're celebrating with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
We are laughing with
Amen.
You.
Yes, we're
Amen.
Laughing and praising God with you. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
My
Lord
God.
God giving you. He's going to make some of us laugh with
yes.
the devil.
Because the joy of the Lord has always been her strength.
Yes.
And
yes.
now she's simply expressing that joy.
Yes. Yes.
So in spite of what we go through,
yes.
there's laughter in her spirit.
That's right.
That's a wonderful thing.
Somebody better start laughing
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen. Your laughter,
yes.
that's part of your praise.
Yes, yes.
Your praise will confuse
Amen.
The enemy.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Supposed to be crying right now.
And
Amen.
She's laughing.
But you're laughing.
Look at God.
God will make you laugh.
Yes, yes.
In the middle of everything, he'll drop a blessing on you that will make you laugh.
But she's
Amen.
Praising God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank God for her. She is such a blessing to
Amen.
Her church and her pastor.
Amen.
This is area code 919. You're on the air. God bless.
God bless you as well, Pastor Anthony. I was calling in tonight for prayer. I wanted prayer about my health, and my desire is to not take any medication. You know, I've just been having some issues. And I also wanted prayer for just direction in the area of employment. How should I, you know, where should I go and how should I move in that particular area?
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Father, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you, hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You are so worthy, Lord. We just glorify your name on tonight, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all of your attributes, oh, God, that are beneficial unto us, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your blessings, oh, God. Hallelujah. Which continue to rain down on us, Father God, from your heavenly throne, God. We bless your name and we worship your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, for everything that you've already done. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God, your daughter, oh God, the daughter of Zion, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing, God,
yes.
being released on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the diagnosis, whatever the prognosis, oh God,
yes.
we declare and decree a heavenly mandate over her health tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus, she is already healed. We declare by the stripes of Jesus that everything that she needs is already done.
Yeah.
We declare that she does not have to take medication pertaining to that thing that's coming, Father God, trying to come against her health, oh God.
Yeah,
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. None of my course shall they get out of my court. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the dissipation, oh God, of every health
issue, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without medication. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are able. We thank you for, Father God, supernatural workings taking place in her body right now, God. We thank you, Lord. Lay your hands on her right now, God. Touch her, oh God, in the innermost parts of her being, oh God. Lord, we thank you for waters, rivers of living waters flowing up into eternal life, oh God, on the inside of her, oh God.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord, that those waters, oh God, represent you, oh God, and your power, that you are the waters, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing and purging and healing, my God, and annihilating. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for restoring, my God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the miraculous, oh God. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough, not of course, even in the area of her health, God, especially in the area of her health. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough manifested now. Manifested now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for healing hitting this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus, starting with Prophetess Michelle. We thank you for healing hitting this prayer line right now. We thank you, Lord. We bind up anything that's not like you, God. We bind up everything, God, that wants us to take medication, God. We bind up everything, oh God, that's coming against our mind, body, and soul, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Mama Koshanama taking this woman of God, taking this daughter of Zion back to Eden. We take her back to the garden, God, where everything was created and formed in perfection. We thank you, Lord, that when we receive Jesus, that we go back to Eden. And, Lord, that everything that's working and functioning in perfection, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your marvelous plan. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that the doctors will be astounded. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a miraculous praise report, God. We thank you, Lord, for her direction, direction, even as she goes towards our employment, oh God, even she goes as she moves towards a job or a career. Mama, we thank you for direction, God. We thank you for giving her direction, showing her what applications to fill out, showing her what career goals to pursue, showing her what field to pursue. My God, we commit her plans unto you, oh God, hallelujah, knowing that you will direct her path. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, oh glory, hallelujah. We thank you for a supernatural release of everything that she needs, God. I hear God saying, every need being met, my God, according to my glorious riches in heaven.
Amen.
I hear God even asking you, ask her, what is the desire of her heart? Mama Koshanama, even in the area of that career, even in the area of work, God is saying, he's already given you the desire of your heart. My God, God already showed you. In other words, you already know there's a leaning, there's a strong leaning towards this particular a path, my God, and God is saying, go with it. My God, do not resist the leaning. Do not resist the pull, my God, in that direction, my God, hallelujah. And I also hear God say, step out on faith, my God, step out on faith, hallelujah. I see you even now as you're walking. I see you walking, and your feet, your footsteps are like feathers. They're light. Where you have had to walk heavily, where you have to walk heavy, where the walk has been hard, where the walk has been burdensome, God says, I'm taking the burden. I'm taking the heaviness, I'm taking the difficulty out of her walk, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even as you walk, God says you cannot, as you trust me, you cannot make a misstep. Oh, my God, hallelujah. You cannot make a wrong step as long as you're walking with me, as long as you're trusting me, hallelujah. And I don't know why I see this, but I do see you with a suit on. I see you with a business suit on. I see you with an attaché case. I see you taking care of some business. There's some business at hand that has to be taken care of. I see you taking care of some business, making deals. There's some deals being made, hallelujah. And it's a very successful endeavor. My God, these deals are successful deals that are being made. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, you are the deal maker. You are the decision maker. Amen. Hallelujah. And then God has you in this position of prestige. Amen. Where even now, it's like a mentor, some type of consulting. That God has you doing, some type of consulting slash counseling that God has you doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And he has you walking easy. It's not going to be hard, says the Lord. It's not going to be hard. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For divine direction. Continue. Oh, my course. You have a fork in the road. There are a couple of options that you have. You do have options, my God. And Lord, you have choices, my God. And Lord, we just thank you for the right choice. We thank you for not just a permissive will, but perfect will pertaining to the choices that she has before her as she continues to move forward, believing and trusting in you for everything. Oh, my God. It is for everything. It's not just the career. I'm not just saying in pertaining to the career, but I see some things pertaining to either furthering your education. I see some things pertaining to which direction you're going to go as far as schooling, pertaining to location, even where you're living. My God, there's so much up in the air, it seems. But God says, I have everything, and I'm orchestrating things, and I just need you to trust me, and I'm going to drop it in your spirit. I hear you, God. God says, I'm going to drop it in your spirit. When you least suspect it, I'm going to drop it in your spirit, and I'm going to begin to direct you. I'm going to begin to show you what to do and show you where to go. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for clarity. Even as she continues to move forward in you, we thank you for clarity. God's going to give you clarity. Things are a little fuzzy. They've been a little fuzzy. Like, God, I don't know if this is me. I don't know if it's you. But God says, I'm clearing the lines. I'm making a clear definition, and I'm going to give you clarity in that thing. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you, prophet, in the name of Jesus. And Pastor, I did see choices. Amen. So I don't know if one is a lesser salary, but you said lean in that direction that God has already leaned her in. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, so much.
That's going to be the one that's more fruitful.
And that's why I was giving God showed me the money. When you said salary, he said it may not be the highest salary up front, but as you move forward in it, it will be the most fruitful.
Come on.
In the end result, it will be the most fruitful.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for her tonight in the name of Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you guys so much. Thank you so much. I really received that.
Amen.
And praise God. To God be the glory.
Yes.
We love
Hallelujah.
You. God bless you.
Love you guys.
Business attire, move
I
and
saw,
shake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Mover,
you saw it in the
oh
spirit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You watch it. I'm going to see a picture of it.
With her business suit and
my God.
Just making things
my
happen.
God.
To God be the
my
glory.
God.
We got one more caller on
my
tonight.
Call.
Our last caller tonight. This is 678. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you for taking my call. Believe it or not, I was asleep through the whole thing. I came home from work, and I sat down to hear the prayer line. I never got on it, and I woke up about maybe 15 minutes ago. I was going crazy. I says, oh, my God, I missed a prayer. I can't believe it. So the devil is a liar. He did try to keep me away, but I did get the last ending of it. And I thank God. I just want to thank God for everything, for allowing me to hear the prayer line just before it went off, even though I'm not able to sing what I wanted to sing. But I just want prayer for my back. You know, the weather has been down here in Georgia around February, March. It's like rainy weather. Sun doesn't come out, and it really affects my back a lot. That's probably why I came home and fell asleep. So thank you, Lord, for allowing me to come onto this prayer line through Jesus. And thank you for everything that you have given me, Lord. Bless everyone on everyone on this prayer line, and bless those families of the children that were killed down in Florida. I always pray for peace in this world, oh Lord. Thank you for your grace upon my life, Lord Jesus. And thank you for loving me. Amen.
Amen. God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, our timing, God is always on time.
Yes, he is.
And the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time and purpose for everything under the sun.
Yeah.
A time and a purpose for every season under the sun. And just like you woke up in the nick of time, God says, you're right on schedule, daughter. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, God, we thank you for your kairos, your divine set time for total healing. We thank you in the name of Jesus that the miracle has already been manifested in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that the burden has already been lifted. We thank you, Lord, that she continues to let the weight down, hallelujah. Glory be to God as your word commanded, lay down every weight. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that weight is laid down through prayer. God, hallelujah, you'll never put on her more than what she can bear. So in the name of Jesus, even as she woke up with a desire to pray, with a desire, Father God, to intercede, with a desire to stand in a gap for her son and those that she loved in her family. Lord, she's standing in the need of prayer, even in that area of the back, God. We speak, hallelujah, healing. We decree and declare, God, that you would touch her body right now in the name of Jesus and do what only you can do. Fix what only you can fix. Make right what only you can make right, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, and we say, Lord, bless Sister Maria. Touch her right now as only you can, God. Give her strength. Give her tenacity.
Yes,
give her ability.
Yes,
give her due diligence, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
A determination to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. So, God, as she continues to press, as she continues to push, as she continues in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to go toward the things of God, I thank you, Lord, that you're honoring her faithfulness. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Before she was formed, God, you already healed her. Before she was formed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the enemy's trying to put this before you. The enemy's trying to magnify it. But you are so blessed that this is a small thing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There's so many things that are working right in your life. And the devil wants you to focus on the negative. But the devil is a liar. We're waking just like you woke up to glory, just like you woke up to a God who is blessing you in so many areas. Yes, you want your back and your body to function and work according to the will of Almighty God. But in the meantime, you got to praise. In the meantime, you're going to put prayer on it. In the meantime, you're going to trust and believe. In the meantime, you're going to walk by faith and not by how you feel. Oh, glory be to God. And that confuses the enemy. That puts the devil on the run. That makes his demons back up in the name of Jesus. So, God, encourage your heart. Let her know that you're at work. Let her know, God, there's nothing, hallelujah, that you cannot do. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you for the healing right now. We thank you for the manifestation, even as we are speaking. As we are speaking, Lord.
Yeah, right now, God.
You're at work.
Right now, Lord.
Thank you.
So, Lord, I know, God, that you're reaching down from glory. You've already touched her body. You've already ministered. You've already did what you can do, God. So, Lord, help her to receive it by faith. And I'm God has heightened your level of faith tonight.
Yes.
Even the enemy's trying to say that this thing is still before you. This thing is not totally what you want it to be. The enemy's trying to be the voice in your head, and that voice is not of God because it's negative. But you continue to press and take down every negative thought and watch what God do when you put your trust in him. God is saying you've been faithful over a few things. He's about to make you ruler over much, and God has already healed you. Receive it by faith. Amen.
I received in Jesus' name, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
She's blessed.
Amen.
So many areas of life.
It's amazing. Pastor, as Pastor, we're going to go, but as Pastor was praying, I saw you getting some new things. I saw you getting some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. New things. And even God began to reveal the presence. One of the gifts that you're getting is healing.
Ooh.
God's going to manifest
Thank
healing
you,
in your
Thank
body.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
I saw you walking through a mall like with shopping bags on a shopping spree. And God said she's getting new things. She's going to get some new things, some new clothes, some jewelry. I saw you get some jewelry and just new things. And the final thing, even as Pastor wrapped up the prayer, he said you're getting a new plate as far as the healing. You're getting the presence of healing. The gift of healing is going to manifest because it's already yours.
Yes.
It's already yours. A lot of
Thank
these
you,
things that God that may release to you
manifest.
Have, they're already yours.
Thank
the
you,
gift,
Lord.
The jewelry,
Thank
the clothes, the healing is already
Thank
yours.
You, already
Amen.
Started.
So get ready. I heard God say, tell
Amen.
Her to get ready. Get ready to get some new things. Amen. Hallelujah. Some
Thank
she's
you.
Going to shop
Thank
for,
you.
And some are going to be given to her in the form of gifts.
Yes.
Amen. But she
Thank
shall
you.
Receive
Thank
every gift that I have for her, including the gift of healing. My God.
Lord,
in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So get ready.
Amen.
I'm looking
Thank
to see
you.
All those gifts that hit. Even
Thank
as God begins to bless
Jesus.
You,
Thank
we're
you.
Looking forward to hearing the praise reports. I know they're coming because God showed
Thank
me that.
Lord
just
Jesus.
As clear as
yes.
my name is Rebecca Simmons. Amen. So
Thank
we are excited.
You.
About what God is doing
you,
in
Lord.
Your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. I received that in Jesus' name. You know, when I got up, I tried to call, and it says it says busy circuit. I said, no way. How could it be busy? And I just kept trying about 3 or 4 times, and I finally got on. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I was allowed to come on the prayer line to the Lord and receive your blessings, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And just keep doing
thank
that.
You, Lord.
Keep doing that as you can. And when the pain comes, you do what you just said. Even in the middle
yes,
of it, because
yes.
God says, my glory. See, when my glory comes, there is no pain. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So we got to stay
you,
in
Lord.
His
Hallelujah.
Presence. Stay in his glory, hallelujah, so that
Thank
we don't feel
Jesus.
The pain, hallelujah. We got to get into
hallelujah.
The presence of the Most High God, because
hallelujah.
When we're in his presence, there is no pain, there are no tears,
hallelujah.
There is no sadness for
hallelujah.
Those who are going through sad times.
Hallelujah.
Just because he's depressed into the presence of the Most
yes.
High God
Thank
and practice being
you.
In his presence. We got to live in
yes.
his presence. We got to abide
yes.
in his presence. We got to stay
yes.
in his presence, my God, because the devil can't
Thank
touch
you.
Us when we're in the
yes,
presence
Lord.
Of the Most High God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking from experience. Because I know when the devil tries to retaliate, hallelujah, y'all better than praise God. Because the devil tries to retaliate and try to say, oh, it ain't all that. He wants to take our praise. But we're not going to let the devil take our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is awesome. He is so magnificent, my God.
Yes,
so God is just so good, and we love him. And I'm getting ready to work myself into a frenzy. I don't even go frenzy.
You,
don't mind
Thank
me.
You.
Don't mind me. This is just
Thank
what
you,
I do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So God,
Thank
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We got to drop this line. But we love you, and we'll be looking for the praise report. God bless you. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Both.
Praise
God.
God.
Bless you.
Listen.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling anointing. Hallelujah. She's praising God. I'm feeling an anointing in the sowing of the seed. Amen. I'm feeling an anointing in the sowing. There's an anointing on this prayer line right now. Just go on over to our website and just sow a seed. Don't matter. It does not matter what the amount. Just sow that seed, believing God, trusting God, and just saying, God, I thank you, my God. I thank you. I send my seed ahead of me. I send my seed ahead of me, God, just to say thank you for what you already done. And thank you for what you're about to manifest in my life. I believe the supernatural breakthrough on this prayer line from tonight. I don't know. There's something on me. There's something on me. And he's called the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I'm feeling God like you wouldn't believe. Listen, the warfare that you've been through, that thing was supposed to take you out, my God, but you're still here. So go ahead and just sow a seed just because you're still here. Not because of height, not because of hoopla, but I'm sowing out of obedience because I believe the woman of God when she said there's a blessing on my seed tonight. Amen. So go ahead and go over there and go to our website at nccmonline.org and sow your seed. I need to go sow myself. Amen. I'm going to sow myself. Amen. Because I believe that God, I got a breakthrough today. I don't know who else is in the line for a breakthrough, but we heard the praise report about the little 6-year-old. My God, got a breakthrough. My God, some people are getting a breakthrough in their lives today. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you for the sowing of the seed. Thank you for every person that's sowing, God. Thank you for your hand upon their lives. God, we speak increase over every seed. Lord, maybe not money. They might not need money, but God, whatever they're sending their seed to do, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that as we sow seeds for that thing, that it shall manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for your hands upon her life, God. I thank you for blessing her and keeping her. God, I pray for her Aunt Katie. Pray for her cousin. My God, the Lord, shut up, Mama. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. They had the stroke, God. I thank you, Lord, for healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we touch and agree. Two or more gather in your name. We touch and agree, Father God, for D.C. We touch and agree for Aunt Katie Lee. We touch and agree, oh God, for Mother May Thomas. We touch and agree for all of my sisters, Jackie and Renee, Rashida and myself and Gary and Derek and Vonda and Mike and all of the grandchildren, oh God. We touch and agree for breakthrough. We touch and agree for the Johnsons. We touch and agree for each and every person on the prayer line tonight. We touch and agree. Mama, course, shut up on that. No weapon forth against you can prosper. We touch and agree, God, believing you, God, that the breaker anointing is on this prayer line each and every week. We touch and agree, God. And we bless your holy name. We touch and agree for our children and our grandchildren, God. We touch and agree, God. Hallelujah. Believe in you for victory. We touch and agree for the Kylo family, Carmen, Sister Yvette, Sister Jay, Kevin, and all of Sister Carmen's kids. We touch and agree, oh God, for victory in that household, God. In the name of Jesus, our every family, the Johnson family, Sister Tanisha, as she was sick on last week, Sister Tracy, the Johnson family, my God, the Davis, every family, the Davis family. We touch and agree for the Andrewson family. We touch and agree, Mama, for breakthrough. And I better get up out of here because I'm breaking myself into a Holy Ghost frenzy. Oh, I love Jesus. Anybody love Jesus, just go ahead and tell it to the atmosphere. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I love him. I do. My God, I love him. Hallelujah. I don't know. God is so good. God is so good. We're going down from this hill, the holy hill, but never from his presence.
continue to praise God, continue to bless his holy name. Meet me on our page, New Creation Christian Ministries page on Facebook. I have not yet found a way to email the prayers and devotions during this 40 days. I thought I found something, but it would not let me email the recording. I'm still working on that. In the meantime, you could go over to my Facebook page or the New Creation Christian Ministry Facebook page. Maybe I need to put it on the website. I put it on the Facebook, I put it on our church website, and you can go over there and hear. We still have a long way to go. We're 40 days. We're only on day 6 of devotion and prayer and scripture reading. Amen. And God is, I'm full. Y'all can, you can tell I'm full. I'm drinking during the day, drinking in the morning, drinking at night, drinking deeply of the fountain of God. Come on, somebody. God is good. So I love you. I love you, Mommy. I love you. I'm coming up. I need to fly into Florida. We love you guys. We love you. God bless you. Meet us at New Creation. Meet us tomorrow for Word Wednesday. And meet us on Sunday at 12:30 at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Pick up your copy of my new book, Man Problems. I have two men, Brother Jamal, Prophet Jamal, Prophet Jamal. I have two men. If you go over to Amazon, there are two men that have written 5-star reviews for Man Problems, two men and one woman. And if you go over there, you will read it. And I have had so many women come to me and talk to me and tell me that they got a breakthrough from that book. So I implore every woman, every man to get a copy of Man Problems. You can get it from my website. I will autograph it. DPC-books. DPC-books.com/man-problems.html, or you could just go to dpc-books.com, and there's a link for Man Problems there. You can get an autographed copy. This book is changing lives. To God be the glory. Amen. So God bless you. Don't forget Victory Over Cancer. But right now, get the book that's hot off the presses. Get it for your wife. Get it for your daughter. Get it for yourself, man of God. Get it for your friends. And read this book, amen. It's going to change your life. God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be. When I walk by your side, I could only imagine, yeah, what might be when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
I could hold.